As viewed, so appears. Quantum physics indicates that our universe is arising exactly as a dream arises, as an immediate and unmediated reflection of the observing consciousness. It should therefore not be surprising that there is a similarity with other wisdom traditions that are also creatively articulating and illuminating the dreamlike nature of our universe. For example, one of the most succinct teachings of Tibetan Buddhism, describing the dreamlike nature of reality, while at the same time being an expression of the very dreamlike nature it is pointing at, can be essentialized in four words: as viewed, so appears. As viewed, so appears can be thought of as an equation or formulation for how we co-create reality within this dreamlike universe of ours. As viewed, so appears is as all-pervasive and universal a law in the realm of the light of consciousness as gravity is in the physical dimension. Contemplating as viewed, so appears can be a catalyst to awaken in us the realization of how, in this very moment, we are dreaming up the universe into materialization out of the infinite field of unmanifest quantum potential. In a dream, our inner process projects itself seemingly outside of ourselves, so as to be experienced and encountered as though it objectively exists. This process helps us get in touch with unconscious parts of the subject, ourselves. Because the appearances within a dream are not separate from how we view it, if we change the way we view our dream while having it, the dream has no choice but to spontaneously shapeshift and mirror back this change in perception, changing the way it appears. This is because a dream is nothing other than our own consciousness externalizing itself, taking on forms that embody the state of the dreamer, appearing as immediate reflections of the mind that is observing it. We, as percipient beings, are in fact generating the very dream world we are experiencing. Our perception of the dream, in a very real sense, produces it. The dreamscape is a reflection and an instantaneous reflex, reflexion, of the way we are viewing it. As viewed, so appears. One way to think about this is to consider that a dream is a projection of the mind. I am not talking about the conceptual mind, but mind with a capital M. This mind is the featureless subject of cognizance, which bears witness to all the forms of our inner and outer experiences. This mind is the dreamer of the dream, what I call the deeper dreaming self. A projection, whose sponsor is the mind itself, is an inkblot reflecting back to us what is happening within ourselves. As soon as we connect the dots on an inkblot and interpret it in a particular way, the inkblot instantaneously shapeshifts and mirrors back our projection. It is not as if one moment we view the inkblot one way and the next moment it appears that way. The very moment we view the inkblot a certain way is the very same moment it appears that way. As viewed, so appears. The inkblot just reflects back to us our own interpretation. This process doesn't happen in time or over time. It happens outside of time, faster than the twinkling of an eye, faster than we can think or blink, faster than the speed of light. Once we project onto the inkblot will provide all of the necessary justification and convincing evidence to prove the rightness of our projection, thereby compelling our assent to its reality in a self-confirming and never-ending instantaneous feedback loop that is completely self-generated by our own minds. Because this process happens in no time, we typically don't see it and get fooled by the reality-creating power of our own mind into thinking that what we are seeing objectively exists independently of the mind. Even though the viewing and appearing are simultaneous, the viewing is more primary, in that it is where the real power or leverage lies in affecting a change in how our universe manifests. Our interpretation of our experience, investing our universe with a certain meaning, is the part of the universe through which we can change the universe. We are the generators of meaning. When we inquire into the dreamlike nature of our reality, we begin to touch what I call the meaning of meaning, discovering that there's no intrinsic meaning embedded in our waking dream separate from our own mind's interpretation in the present moment. This brings to mind the philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche's words, "There are no facts, only interpretations." By connecting the dots in the inkblot, so to speak, we are superimposing or mapping a meaning pattern, projecting or dreaming, onto the screen of our experience. And being that the seemingly outer dreamscape is nothing other than our own projection, it will simply reflect back our interpretation. The universe mirrors back to us our point of view in such a way so as to confirm our perspective in a self-validating closed feedback loop that endlessly pours back into itself. The meaning appears to be inherent in the outer inkblot, whereas in reality, the origin of the meaning is our own mind. We project our inner state onto the omnifaceted outer world. The outer world responds in no time, simulating our projection by supplying the details that fill in the picture, and then generates our inner state back to us in enriched synchronization so as to confirm the objective truth of our projection. The outer world is not just a passive mirror, but rather a dynamic and amplifying one. Over time, this process, what Philip K. Dick calls a push-pull feedback loop, keeps on mutually generating, creating, a more and more articulated, hologram-like reality. This waking dream we are living in, however, being of a denser vibration than a night dream, is more solidified into materialized form, and is hence slower, having more lag time in the way it is a function of our mind's creative imagination. Due to the apparent solidity of this waking dream, the effects of the creative imagination on how this universe of ours actually gets dreamed up are visible only to those with a much more subtle, penetrating, and rarefied vision. The cutting-edge experimental instruments that quantum physicists are using to explore the microworld are helping our species refine our vision and gain insight into how the way we perceive our universe affects the way it manifests. Our physical universe very convincingly appears to have the continuity of being something that seems solid and exists objectively, but we shouldn't get fooled or entranced by the seeming concreteness of the universe's dreamlike display. The universe's intrinsic reflective nature oftentimes is adroitly concealed in plain sight. It is sentient, playful, and alive, just like we are. As viewed, so appears is such a profound articulation of how we create our reality that if we think as viewed, so appears is not true, the entire universe will shapeshift and reflect this back to us. This apparent negation, however, paradoxically demonstrates, as viewed so appears, all-pervading validity, further proving its profundity as a meta-principle par excellence. Our universe is dreamlike in nature. Quantum physics is the physics of the dreamlike nature of reality. If physicists think that quantum physics is not the physics of the dream, then due to the magic of as viewed so appears, quantum physics will manifest so as to supply all the needed evidence to prove that it is not the physics of the dream. Based on the principle of as viewed so appears, reductionist, materialist scientists who don't see the dreamlike nature but think that the outer world objectively exists and has nothing to do with how they observe it, will experience a world that reflects back their viewpoint. Ironically, this perception confirms to them the rightness of their viewpoint that the world exists separate from their observation through the very quantum principle of genesis by observership that they are denying. We are like magicians who, entranced by our God-given power of evoking reality, have unknowingly entranced ourselves and become enchanted by our own creation. The revelations of quantum physics can potentially help us to snap out of our self-created spell. Everything depends on if we recognize what it is revealing to us. This cannot be repeated often enough.